like the steady beat. Dance to the beat. Dance to the
good beat.
Dance to the techno beat. Deep.
Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents. Welcome back.
Thank you.
We are broadcasting live on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM out of Madison, as well as the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM out of Waukesha.
We finally did our Monday tradition. We solved a tech problem mid-show. Very important to do.
Always. It wouldn't feel like a Monday.
Wouldn't feel like a Monday otherwise. Good stuff, guys. But the tech problem is solved. Everything is joyous. And we have callers here who want to talk to us about the Republicans being in disarray. And let's go with Dick in Madison.
How you doing today, Dick?
Hey, guys. Not bad. How are you? The governor's race, you know, the mudslinging is going to start now between these two. I would bet you the House, if Tommy Thompson was 5-6 years younger, he'd be in.
Oh yeah! Are you kidding me? Someone who they're familiar with brings up nostalgia and goes back to the old days. Absolutely, 100%. That's Wisconsin way.
And the other reason I say that is because, and I'm not ruling it out now. I know a little bit about him. You know, he's feeling his oats after this stink with the UW system.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'll give him his credit. He did apparently a good job, and I could easily see it happening even now.
See, I think his aversion to it is that he sees what's going on and sees the headache that he'd have to deal with if he got there. Because it'd be one thing to...
He could win it, though. He could just walk away with a sensible, like, 100%. Independent... Like, that is the scary thing, Dick, and we appreciate the call. And you could be like, Dick, give us a call, 844-967-2789. I did see a headline. I didn't get to dive into the whole piece, so I'm not certain exactly the contents of it, but it was something about Tommy Thompson being supportive of this... overhaul of school voucher choice, the school choice vouchers in Wisconsin. And so maybe that is him signaling that he's not quite done yet with Wisconsin politics, and he is relevant again. He's finishing up, I believe, next month. The middle of March is when his official resignation from the president of the UW system takes effect. But that is another portion of the piece from Melanie Conklin over at the Wisconsin Examiner talking about Voss's bad week last week was the fact that Kevin Nicholson did jump into the race and took what was going to be a cakewalk for former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish to be the Republican nominee for governor next this
she's
year.
Gonna have to define herself in a couple positions.
Yeah, she's gonna have to go through a primary now, and maybe since that's already been broken and Kevin Nicholson jumped in, maybe Tommy Thompson's weighing the idea even more, because a split three-way could almost be even easier for the former governor Thompson to be able to get that Republican nominee, and maybe that would be a good thing. I don't know, but
I'll tell you this, at the very least, it seems like he actually cares enough to want to make things work.
Yeah. Yeah, but is...
How he makes things work, we may disagree with, but at least wants to actually make things work. The stuff that I'm seeing proposed now is just... this. I don't know that you're trying to make things work as much as make a partisan ploy to do something.
Right, to appear on Steve Bannon's podcast.
Dems have done that too, but I poo-poo that when it's just you're pushing it. It's just...
Absolutely. We've gotten to that point, so let's dive on to the next caller then. We got Jay in Madison giving us a call. Jay, what's on your mind today?
Hey, what's up, Jay? It's Jay. I was just trying to get your guys' reactions to the Trump rally over the weekend. Basically, he just said that if he gets indicted at all for anything, he wants everybody to just lose their minds, and threw out some sort of pardon, like potentially pardoning the insurrectionists and stuff like that. And I don't know. Democrats seem asleep at the wheel, just hoping that like maybe he won't run.
See, the thing is, like, right now, what he's done, and the fact that he's doing things like going against someone like Robin Voss, who, by the way, if he actually knew anything about what was going on, Robin Voss is trying to do what Donald Trump wants him to do, if he looks at the Gableman thing, but it's that they're tearing each other apart, and Trump right now is So the problem is with the January 6th thing, right? They're talking about him inciting violence or trying to get them to incite violence. And at the rally this time, he's like doubling down, trying to say, you know, we should go and, you know, do stuff like that all around the country all
the
same time.
Yeah, but he's been saying that for the last...
But my point is that if you tell him you can't do something, he'll be like, yeah, I can.
Go watch
he
me.
Wants to have a Lou Brown moment where he takes the contract and rips it up and pees on it in front of everybody, and everyone goes, wow, that guy's bold. You know, like, I don't... Like,
yeah, see, I didn't watch the Trump rally.
He's a crowing rooster that just says a bunch of stuff. And yes, it's dangerous, but I
was going to say, I understand that it's a festering problem, and obviously people need to be paying attention. It's like some people do need to be, but I'll go find those news write-ups about that because I'm not going to subject myself to sitting around and watching the Trump play his greatest hits and continue to be a problem. I am hopeful that the Department of Justice is doing what it needs to do to make sure that those who orchestrated the events around January 6th and everything that led up to it will be held accountable. And thankfully, last week during Robin Voss's really, really bad week, we started seeing signs that was going to be happening. So
yeah, two of the electors or the false electors were subpoenaed.
Yeah, two in Wisconsin, but 14 individuals so two each in the seven states that put forward this false slate of electors back in December of 2020. And it was an orchestrated attempt, Brian. So I get it. Like, I wish that we saw results faster, but unfortunately, things move really slowly in the wheels of justice, and we appreciate your call, Jay. And so, hopefully, it's not Dems asleep at the wheel. I am a little concerned that it took Josh Call a year to really take up this complaint from the Wisconsin that was filed with the Wisconsin Elections Commission, but I'm hoping that things are just working their way in the background because that's not a flashy story of the legal filings and investigations and all of that thing. It doesn't have the same draw that a Trump going down to Texas and instigating more violence does. But I'm really hoping that Merrick Garland and attorney generals like Josh Call
hasn't been violence yet, so he hasn't instigated general. So good for him.
Yeah, hopefully we're seeing the work done behind the scenes. But we got Mark from the SAC giving us a call as well. So, Mark, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, it just occurred to me the Republicans, part of the problem is the goose-stepping Republicans are marching in lockstep anymore. I mean, they're kind of converting the party that this whole Daggers symbolism that Rebecca Clefish is trying to bring out there. I mean, that if memory serves, you know, that there's some of the Nazis that actually use the daggers, you know, as part of their symbolism, that it's dangerous. And people had, you know, that, you know, the whole white power thing and the Nazi flag showing up at these events and the Confederate flag showing up at these events. I mean, it is just...
Mark, we've gotten to the point.
The Republican Party isn't condemning that. It is just scary.
I know, and I don't understand why you don't condemn having the Confederate flag out there. It's literally the flag of our enemy.
Yeah.
And how do you have people in Michigan flying the Confederate flag, calling themselves the Party of Lincoln?
But it's also important to remember that the 3% flag is also being flown now, and the Winnebago County, a Republican Party that hosted Kevin Nicholson this weekend, had a 3%ers flag in the background. They had Trump 2024 flags and the 3%er flags.
Which one was higher?
They were all next to each other. They were hanging downwards all along like a rope along the top.
Were they given precedence as equals to the United States flag?
There were more Trump 2024 flags than any other flag, and I don't know if they actually had just a regular Star-Spangled Banner, red, white, and blue U.S. flag.
How quickly they want to go to an authoritarian.
It's weird, yeah. It is pretty strange.
Is that a democracy? I don't think so.
No. And it's also important to remember, though, just one thing before we jump to more callers. The 3%ers were the ones that organized the attempt to kidnap the governor of Michigan and bring her here to Wisconsin and hold her hostage slash do worse.
It was a well-thought-out plan.
It was so well orchestrated that the FBI had to like infiltrate it and thwart it because it was actually like in the process of going. Like, it wasn't just some guys getting drunk at a cabin in Wisconsin saying, "Oh, we should go kidnap the governor of Michigan."
They
had explosives ready to blow up a bridge as a diversion to make it happen. So things are pretty serious, and
it went beyond a whiteboard.
And like Jay said,
used a whiteboard.
But if it is Dems asleep at the wheel, that's scary. But we need to make sure that these people are being held accountable, and the rhetoric that we are seeing from some candidates like Kevin Nicholson speaking at the Winnebago County Republican Party event over the weekend.
It's a good look, though, right? It's a good look.
Apparently, it's going to be on. I wouldn't doubt if it was on some campaign literature and some flyers that he sends out for this primary between him and former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish.
Great.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jean in Eau Claire. How you doing, Jean?
Hi, guys. Well, you know, I just want to bring up a cautionary note, you know, how we do love nostalgia. But remember, we went through this crap first in the state of Wisconsin. And it's also, you know, this is Trump's a tool. So are all those Republicans out there. They're just a bunch of tools that work for who's paying their campaign contributions. And, you know, these are multinational corporations, some of them are. And we had a start here in our state. Now, hey, I like Tommy Thompson, but Tommy Thompson is a part of that racket.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't go as far as the others in our state, but he also works for, let's say it, Alec, Koch Brothers, Wisconsin Manufacturers, I mean, in Commerce. I mean, these guys who got the bucks are calling the shots, and we can see it, and we've seen it first in our state. So we need good fighters, and that I appreciate Tommy Thompson, what he did, and he stood up to those you-know-what.
But Gene, you got to understand the low bar I'm setting here. The guy at least, like, the low bar is, he believes that the government should at least function.
Yes, and he locked up a lot of Wisconsinites during his four terms as governor, and so the over-incarceration that he did. And I appreciate your point,
Gene. This is a low bar.
Right.
But you can't. At least the guy understands that you can't implement the Alex stuff if there is no government to implement it with.
Correct. And I think it's important to note that saying that Tommy Thompson would be a better baseline for the Republican Party than, say, Timothy Rantham, yeah, I think is just what we're trying to say. I wouldn't go into the polling... Unless he came out with a platform that I could agree with, I see very little chance of me voting for Tommy Thompson if he were to enter the governor's race in the Republican primary, win that primary, and then go up against Tony Evers in the fall. I would not say it would be something easy for me to go in there and do.
No.
So I'm not saying I want to vote for the guy. I'm just saying that some rational thinkers in the Republican Party would be a breath of fresh air. That's all, Jeannie.
Baseline.
That's what we're looking for. And
low, drop the baseline. Let's drop the base here with Don and Madison. How you doing, Don?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Magical.
Two things. You guys are magical. You make magic out of me. So, because the Evers shouldn't have a primary, we should get all the Democrats in the primary to vote for Nicholson to make sure Clayfish doesn't get through the primary. That'd be great. And second, I only speak for myself, but I talk to a lot of people who feel the same way, is that there's no justice for anybody other than us poor people. I don't know how many times Attorney General Opie has vacillated back and forth whether to prosecute a guy who stole something from somebody, who stole a car, who stole, you know, $50 from somebody. But we're vacillating on charging these people who, you know, apparently look like they've, you know, signed fraudulent papers. And why can't we do what Republicans do, is they just frog march these people, go arrest them, prop them out in front of the cameras, and then fight for it afterwards. People will rally behind a fighter. They don't rally behind losers. You know, at the end of every movie, the underdog wins and everybody claps. You know, nobody roots for the underdog guy to keep getting slapped on the back of the head all the time. But that's what I feel like we're doing here with Attorney General Opie and Governor McFly. You know, we're always getting our asses kicked and no one's standing up in the end, you know, taking off their shirt with the thunderbolt on it and going, yeah, we're going to fight. If we could have somebody at the top fight for us, you know, if the Attorney General goes out and arrests these two, screw the feds. You know, they didn't wait to charge, what's-his-face, God, I can't think of his name, the cop who killed George Floyd. You know, the state didn't wait for the feds to say, are we going to prosecute or not? They went and charged them first, and that's what we should be doing now.
I got the frustration, Don.
I do, and I understand it, but that's the hard part about being like the party of good government and wanting these systems to work.
You got to do it the right way.
I don't want to cheer for that. I don't want to cheer for doing it improperly just so we could get the win for win's sake. I want to see it happen right, Don. And we appreciate your call. You can be like Don. Give us a call. 844-967-2789. We got one more segment left in the day, Brian, but we're going to be right back.